Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tes, Amad Beis, at the Mishnah. Nitma kal oirubay oshahaya kohanim nitmeim vakal toho yasu b'tumah. If all or most of the congregation became tamei, or if the kohanim were tamei and the congregation were toho, it should be performed in tumah. Nitma mir takal atahirim oifnes harishin vatmeim oifnes hasheni. If a minority of the congregation became tamei, the Torah observed Pesach Rishon and the Tumeim observed Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, Man Tana Rov. The Gemara asks, who is the Tana that teaches that the law applies to the majority of the congregation, even if it's not the majority of the tribes? Rabbi Meir, the Tana, Rabbi Meir Oimer, he machzis kol ha-shvatim, he machzis kol shevet v'shevet, or vad rov. The Gemara answers, it's Rabbi Meir of the Brisa that discussed when Beis Din erred and a large part of the congregation acted on their ruling. But Meir said that if there was half of all of the tribes or half of each and every tribe, as long as there's a majority of the entire congregation, it's considered the majority and they must bring a sacrifice. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Chetzi kol shevet v'shevet, or Vad Rov Shvatim Shleimim, Shevet Echad Goyre Kol HaShvatim. Rabbi Yehuda says that even half of each tribe, as long as it's most of the tribes, it requires the majority of the entire congregation in order for them to be able to bring a sacrifice. If there's one tribe that the entire tribe follows the Beis Din, all tribes must bring a sacrifice. Rameya Oime Kol HaShvatim Kuyim Kol. Rameya says that all of the tribes together are referred to as Kahal in the Pasuk, where it says Vnei Elam Meinei HaKol. Rameya Oime Kol Shevet V'Shevet Korei Kol. Rameya says that each tribe separately is referred to as Kahal. Manachem Rameya Oime, where there are differences between these two opinions? Gerira. Rameya Oime Ein Shevet Echad Gere Kol HaShvatim. Rameya Oime Shevet Echad Gere Kol HaShvatim. The answer is in the law of dragging, meaning that Rav Meir says that one tribe cannot drag the others, Rav Yehuda says that one tribe can drag all the other tribes. After Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Kamad Rav Shimon Omer, Shevet Echad Goyre Kol HaShvatim, Ken Rav Yehuda Omer, Shevet Echad Goyre Kol HaShvatim. Rav Yehuda follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, they both say that one tribe drags all of the others. After Gav Rav Yehuda Omer, Shevet Echad Goyre Kol HaShvatim, Moidu Shetei Horoya Benishas Agavis. Even though Rav Yehuda says that one tribe drags the others, he agrees that in order to do so, the original ruling must have come from the Beis Din HaGadol in the Lishchas HaGadol, next to the Beis HaMikdash. Am Rav Yosa, Taima Dehen Tanaya, Min HaMokim Ahu Asher Yivcha Hashem. Rav Yosa says that the source of this law is the Pasuk that says in Joram Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud, from this place that Hashem will choose. Ma'atan Rav Yehuda, B'nisach HaChol Adas B'nei Yisrael. The source of Rav Yehuda's opinion is the Pasuk that says in Bamidbar, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chavav, and all of the congregation of Bnei Yisrael should be forgiven. Even the sin of one tribe requires forgiveness for all of them. Ma'atam Rav Shimon, Ki L'chol Ha'am V'Shkagah. The source of Rav Shimon's opinion is the same Pasuk that says, for all of the people have sinned. Only when all of them have sinned do they all need atonement. Ma'amakayim Rav Shimon, Ta'am Rav Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael Adaf Bnei Yisrael, Prat L'noshim V'Lakatanim. Rav Shimon used the Pasuk of Rav Yehuda to teach that all of the congregation of Bnei Yisrael should be forgiven, means except for women and children who are not included when calculating the majority. Namakayim Rav Yehuda, Tam Rav Shimon, Ki L'chol Ha'am B'Shkagah, Prat L'Shita Tchilasa, Bezodin, B'Sefer B'Shkagah. Rav Yehuda uses Rav Shimon's pasuk to teach, for all of the people who have sinned, this excludes when it started with intent to sin and ended as an inadvertent sin. Rav Avun, B'Shem, Rav Binyamin, Bar Levi, Koye, Koy Messiah, Levanda Amma Koshev, Veshevet, Koy Kal. Goy Vakal, Goyim, Yem, Imcha, Vadailo Noila, Binyamin. Rav Avon, quoting Rav Binyamin Bar Levi, said that a Pasuk supports the opinion that each tribe is called a congregation, because the Pasuk says in Bracious Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yod Aleph, a nation and a congregation of nations will come from you. He referred to Binyamin as a Kal, and at that point Binyamin was still unborn. Amma Chia Bar Ba, Kashem, Shein Cholkin, Kan, Kachin Cholkin, Halukin Batuma, Datani Hayab Hatsibur, Chetziam Tohim, Chetzi Tumeim. Rav Chiya Bar Abba said just as they disagree here, they also disagree about Tumah, as the Brisa teaches that if the Sibur was half Tahor and half Tomei, HaTohim Oisnes HaRishon, VaTumeim HaSheni, Du Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, the Tohim perform the Pesach Rishon, and the Tumeim perform Pesach Sheni. Rav Yehuda Oimer, HaTohim Oisim La'atzman, VaTumeim Oisim La'atzman. Rav Yehuda says that the Tohim perform the Pesach separately from the Tumeim. Amulai ena Pesach ba chetziam ela oikulam yasa v'tahara oikulam yasa v'tumah. They said to him, the Pesach cannot be brought in halves, rather all should be performing it either in tahara or in tumah. Manu amulai kuvyuda t'tani and taman. The Gemara asks, who is the they said to him? It's Rav Yehuda As the Mishnah teaches, Nitmes achas min achalois oy echad min astorim, if one of the breads of the shtei halechem of Shuos became tummy, Rav Yehuda oymer shneiem yotzel yetzel beisa sefer she'ein korban sibba chalok. Rav Yehuda says that they must both be burned, as one cannot divide a public sacrifice, and this matches the opinion above that the Pesach cannot be bought in halves. V'chacham oymim ha'tami v'tum masai v'atar yochol. V'chacham say that the tummy remains tummy, but the tar bread may be eaten. Rav Yehuda v'rabun v'shem Rav Yochanan mani amulai chachamim she'ein kashitas Rabbi Yehuda, should say. Rav Yehuda v'rabun, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that who is the they said to him? It's the Chacham who follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Adata de Rabbi Yehuda, should say, Pahein mechza mechza ma'at avile, karuba b'miyot, in tamer karoi v'atahimim ein oisim et harishon, in tamer miyot atmeim ein oisim et hasheni. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you view half and half? It's considered like the majority that all observe Pesach Rishon in Tumah, or it's viewed as a minority where the Tumayim observe Pesach Sheni. Am Rav Yosa, loy ama roiv tohoyim en oisim es harishon, roiv tumeim en oisim es hasheni, va ama ela roiv tumeim lo yitru le Pesach Sheni. Rav Yosa said that he did not say that if most are tahor, they do not observe Pesach Rishon, and if most are tamei, they do not observe Pesach Sheni. He only said that if most are tamei, it's not postponed until Pesach Sheni. Adatu da amru loy, hahein mecha mechza ma'at avile. The Gemara asked, according to those that said to him, how they view half and half. Rav Abba Meshem Rav Matamon Echa Besheretz Shmuel Amma Meshalchen Oifei Lederech Rechoika. Rav Abba, quoting Rav, said that you make one of the Tahoyim Tamei through a Sheretz in order to cause a majority of Tameim, thereby allowing everyone to bring their sacrifices in Tumah. Shmuel said that they send away one Tahor. Asi Kamanda Amma HaYochi Ala Tumah from Kamanda Meina Yochi Machri Ala Tumah Meshalchen Shnayim. This follows the opinion that holds an individual can tip the balance for Tumah. However, according to the opinion that holds that he cannot, two people are sent away. The Rav Rabbi Eliezer, Kamad Rabbi Eliezer, Hayahat Sibor, Megay Neveilos, Megay Shwatzim, Oisim Batuma, Shein Sham Maim Lizvol, Avalim Yesh Sham, Vayesh Maim Lizvol, Ein Oisim Batuma. Rav follows Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if the congregation were people who touched Neveilos or Shwatzim, they perform the Pesach in Tuma as long as there is no water available to him in which to immerse. But if there is water, they should immerse rather than bring the sacrifice into Tuma. Amar Blaza, Haba Batumas Kli Shawis, Haba Batumas Yadayim, Haba Batumas Sakinim, Huba Batuma. The Rabbi says that even if the temple Kalim, the vessels in which the Pesach was placed, were Tamei, the Pesach may be brought in Tumah, even though the Kohanim and their owners were Tahor. This also applies in a case when the hands that touched it were Tamei, or the knife that cut it was Tamei.